The following message first aired as a broadcast of Grace and Truth Radio, hosted by Pastor John Bodner of Hope Assembly in Mississauga, Ontario. For more information, contact www.hopeabc.org.
Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself, as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. Psalm 131. My theme today is the weaned child. Fire. Of all the disasters that fall an individual, family, community, few so terrify and devastate as fire. The loss of life, especially the helpless, the disfiguring of face and limb, the irretrievable ruin of heirloom and valuable, all come in the wake of fire. The spring of the year 2000 saw one terrible fire devastate the cultural heart of Toronto's Greek Orthodox community. A 5 a.m. blaze gutted the West End Annunciation of the Virgin Mary Cathedral, a 1911 Romanesque structure seating 1,000, holding priceless icons for monasteries the world over, suffered for 2 hours till the 110 firefighters summoned to a 5-alarm fire could douse the flames, leaving behind charred ruins and smashed stained glass. Only weeks away from the Julian calendar Easter, how could some 5,000 worshippers find the sacred space they so craved for their devotions? Something of that bittersweet memory must have lingered in the souls of ancient pilgrims who sang the little psalter known as the Songs of Degrees in the Book of Psalms. The psalm we read falls within the fourth stage of pilgrimage, when caravans of devout Hebrews enter the city of Jerusalem, survey the capital so scarred from invasion and charred from past destruction, and prepare to join excited crowds to fill the streets and houses for a high and holy festival. But these psalms do not lament the broken walls of a once splendid citadel or the long-lost glories of Solomon's temple courts. These sacred songs of the Old Testament worship reveal that the true worship of God's people begins and flows from the heart, enters and returns to the heart, long before the Savior came into the world with the fullness of grace and truth that marks the New Testament gospel. Those who in Israel were of Israel, those who of the seed of Abraham held the faith of Abraham, those who had ears to hear and eyes to see, realized that true worship is in spirit and truth. They could grasp and heed the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord, the heavens is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? Where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath mine hand made, and all these things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is a poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Isaiah 62:6. Psalm 129 voices the heart's confidence in God to preserve and vindicate his people from their enemies. Psalm 130 pours out the heart's contrition to God for the sin that blights their service, longing for forgiveness, mercy, and plenteous redemption. And this psalm, Psalm 131, confesses the forgiven heart's humble contentment with God's will and way over his people. No marbled halls, no gilded altars ever house the Almighty, the Holy Triune God. From first to last, Jehovah, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, shows his grace to the lowly, delights in the meek, and dwells with the contrite of heart. David pens this psalm, likely in the autumn of life when the fruits of grace have ripened and filled out his soul toward harvest time. Long years before, God had taken him, a short ruddy stripling, from his father Jesse's flocks, and anointed him to guide the nation from the skill of his hands and the integrity of his heart. Long years since the terrors and testing of exile, outlawed from King Saul's courts by his insane jealousy. Long years after Abigail stopped his flight of rage against the farmer Nabal in the nick of time. Long years past the shame of his treacherous adultery with Bathsheba, his cowardly intrigues to murder Uriah the Hittite, his wasted grief over her stricken son. Long years after, when the sword had never left his house, but consumed even his own beloved Absalom. For all his faults, neither few or small, David walked with God, a man after God's own heart. In these short, poignant lines, the Holy Ghost pictures the heart and hope of the humble in the weaned child. Paul here David here opens his humble heart and shows a weaned child. Without display, but all simplicity, David opens his heart to the all-knowing gaze of God and declares he has sought to know and keep his place before God, under God, as his fallen creature and redeemed child. He's chastened and bridled emotion, intellect, and will under the Lord's word, the heart, the eyes, and the hand under close watch. Gone is the conceit, the arrogance, the overbearing ambition, the fretful, restless impatience, and cocksure self-assertion so common to many men. The Lord plainly declares he finds the proud look an abomination, Proverbs 6, that everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to him, that those who walk in pride he is able to abase, Proverbs 16, Daniel 4. Centuries later, Simon Peter could look into the Savior's face and say in sincere repentance, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. So here King David can say, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in things too high for me. David confesses the pains he has taken, the discipline he has accepted to become so submissive and contented. He declares he has quieted himself. He's harrowed and raked his soul, broken up its rough and fallow ground of pride that it is easily sown in the seed of God's word, that it is open and honest to receive the dews and showers the Holy Ghost brings. It is ready to be tilled and to bear fruit. He says his soul is as a weaned child. David has learned the breaking of his own will through the loss of his heart's desire. When an infant is yet nursing, baby seeks mother's milk, then mother. In our Western culture, we tend to wean a baby by its first year. In the ancient world, and in a few parts of the third world even today, children were weaned as toddlers of 2 or 3 years. The judge and prophet Samuel was as old as 3 when his mother took him to live with the old high priest Eli. Imagine the tantrums, the tears, the pain, as a little child, beginning to talk, is made to surrender its most intense, comforting pleasure. And yet, over time, the child learns to take solace, begins to seek mother for her smile alone, and becomes content to rest upon the very bosom it is now denied. Such now is David's humble heart. Whether God give or God take, the Lord's name be praised. It is the heart where God alone is pleased to dwell in the glory and power of his Spirit among men. This is the nature the Lord Jesus Christ has blessed as the poor in spirit, the meek, who inherit both heaven and earth. This is the life transformed by the Holy Ghost into the likeness of the Savior who is meek and lowly of heart. It is here we find rest of the soul. David also here offers the humble hope that can sustain God's people. What David learned, he learned for others' good. Comforted in all his tribulations, he's able to comfort others. And so he proffers to all that Israel of God, that household of faith, who worship him in spirit and truth, the hope of the humble. Every believer may learn this grace. All Christ's blood-bought people may gain the inner peace of this total, humble waiting on God in all we endeavor and endure. We may begin to yield all to him at once, and we may continue while life may last. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. I cannot leave you hearing this psalm without asking you this. Have you humbled your heart, mind, and will in repentance and turn back to God? Have you surrendered your heart, even in its dearest desires, to the Lord Jesus Christ, and found rest in him by faith? Repent. Believe even now. Let your soul, mind, and heart sing to him the lovely old words, Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Wean it of earth, in all its pulses move. Stoop to my weakness, mighty as thou art, and make me love thee as I ought to love. Hast thou not bid me love thee, God and King? All thine own, heart, soul, and strength and mind, I see thy cross. Oh, teach me there to cling. Oh, let me seek thee, and oh, let me find.
This message was sponsored by Hope Assembly of Bible Christians in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. If you wish to receive spiritual help, information about our ministries, or permission to use this audio message, please contact Pastor John Bodner at www.hopeabc.org or www.jpbodner.com. Thank you, and God bless you.